My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Oh, hitting a .239 with 8 home runs and 30 runs batted in. Well hit fly ball deep to right field. Forget it, it's going to go. There it goes. Home run.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Rolling on a football Friday. It's BT and Sal, Brandon Tierney, Sal Licata. Coming up, you know what time it is. Well, if you remember Doink and... Doink and...
Goldust.
What was I?
Okay,
Goldust. Doink and Goldust.
I still remember that day, man. Jeez. I was putting the makeup on in the bathroom.
That was hysterical. Actually, Hoff, you got to find a picture from that show where we paid off the bet and put that on our X account so people can know, because we're going to play for something similar. But we've got that coming up next. Perfect parlay. All year, we tackle the spread, obviously give you guys what you want, everybody. Well, not everybody, but a lot of people obviously gamble. So that's coming up next year. So I got to say this about my partner.
Yeah.
And it's funny. It's interesting. It's also a bit odd. And I'll let you take the reins, but let me just set up very quickly. I have never seen somebody get so annoyed at things that I deem so innocuous and benign as you.
Yeah.
The littlest things bother you.
No, it's not the littlest things. I don't think it's the littlest things. It's the reference, the continued references to fan graphs, for example, that set me off. It drives me up a wall. And yesterday there were multiple examples. You know, I do the Baseball Night New York show at SNY, and the producer sends out a rundown. He's like, hey, well, how about we do the fan graphs thing? I'm like, let me ask you something. Why do we care about Fangraphs? Then you're saying, like, you know, a couple of people that were on the show wanted to reference Fangraphs, and then I ended up getting to a healthy debate with them. And then I see Andy Martino tweeting about it. And so Andy tweets something about the Astros. This is yesterday, Andy Martino. Astros just got swept by the Reds. This is a good example of why the Yankees remain the most likely American League team per Fangraphs playoff odds to win the World Series. Yeah. And then in response to it, yeah, okay, well, what Sounds does that good. Mean? That's great. Okay, so Fangraphs, the almighty Fangraphs, has the Yankees that we've watched that have been 40-41 for 81 games the last 3 months. They have the best odds at winning the World Series based on whatever their mathematical equations and bullcrap that they put in there is, as opposed to just watching a team who hasn't been very good for the majority of the season. Also, that does not take into account who's been the hotter team more recently. Like, based on the last 3 months, the Mets should have better odds than that. Oh, also, speaking of the Mets, get this, BT. Yeah. A week ago, the Mets had basically no chance of making the postseason or whatever the percentage was. And then they won 7 in a row. And then the odds significantly went up. Yeah, no crap, Fangraphs. I could have told you that. So Fangraphs percentages were wrong a week ago because they didn't anticipate the Mets winning 7 in a row, which they did. Which then changes their percentages. So my point is, what the hell is the point of referencing something that is inexact? It doesn't mean anything. Fangraphs, my ass with the Fangraphs song. God, it drives me up a wall.
You see what I mean?
Yeah,
I mean,
sorry.
It's just it's funny. It's just a roadmap if you want to try to use it. That's all it is.
Well, that's what they were saying yesterday. I was getting into it with Anthony DeComo and Danny Wexelman. I'm like,
well, I think I'm with them. Yeah, I think that they're right.
Why? How?
Because what? Okay, so
use the standings as a roadmap.
Well, they just start there.
Yeah.
what FanGraphs, or I use a different engine, but what they're doing, and you always seem to neglect putting this into the part of the conversation that I think matters,
right,
is that it's a combination of moving parts that they are quantifying that I don't have the time or the resources to quantify myself. Meaning, they're looking at the Orioles' strength of schedule.
Yeah.
They're looking at the Astros' strength. They're looking at all the trends. And it's just a little guidance, like a financial advisor. Hey, if you invest this, I can't guarantee, but I could probably get you in the neighborhood of 8 or 9% ROI. Are you going to say the financial advisor's an idiot?
I don't know. I don't pay attention to that stuff, and maybe I should. But in this particular case, yeah, you don't know, because the one time you do invest, it'll go south or whatever it may be. My point is that, and same thing with the win probability. So a team that, let's say, has a 5-run lead in the 8th inning, the win probability is sky high. But then, miraculously, a team comes back and wins. And then the win probability, whoop, goes the other way. Yeah, okay, well, obviously, I know. I don't need your calculators or your percentages to tell me that a team that has a 7-game lead or a 5-run lead late in a game is more likely to win the division or win a game. I know that based off of watching. Just like I know by watching the Yankees every night, they aren't good enough. There's no way any mathematician, any calculations, strength of schedule, opponents, whatever, can tell me the Yankees should be the odds-on favorite to win a World Series. That is absolute bullcrap. I know there aren't any great teams. No way. They're also factoring probably the beginning of the year, which they shouldn't, because things are different. So I don't know how they do it, but I know it's utter bullcrap, that FanGraphs stuff. I wouldn't buy into it one bit.
Yeah, I know it bothers you. All right, 888-808-1019 is the number. It's BT and Sal on this Football Friday. We'll get to...
Thank you for letting me vent there.
Yeah, I mean, it was the most simple thing I've heard you this week. You're yelling like a lunatic about FanGraphs.
Me,
I'm like,
me up a
what
wall.
Is wrong with this guy?
By the way, on a brighter note,
yes,
the Sopranos thing is coming out tomorrow night. So that is tomorrow.
That's not a good thing. I'm out. I got a football fundraiser.
Well, that's a you problem.
That is a you
problem. I'm watching it because you can't watch it Sunday.
I know.
It's not out tonight.
What channel?
Tonight.
HBO?
On Max, I think.
Yeah, that's right. It is on Max.
So you have both episodes tomorrow. It's apparently a must watch.
On demand.
I mean, yeah, well, whatever. No, you can get to it. But
I'll dive into it Tuesday after I watch the Jets wax the Niners on Monday.
All
and
right.
After you and I dissect the Vikings and Giants on Monday. Tuesday seems like, although I got to watch the Yankees and Mets on Tuesday.
Yeah,
but
I'm looking forward to watching
wiggle
it tomorrow.
Room for this. Yeah, it does sound. I can't wait to watch that either. All right. It's out of the system. You good?
Thank you. Yes, I needed to vent.
Cathartic.
Thank you. Now I think I'm ready for the perfect parlay pick segment coming up next. I'm ready to go.
All right, let's get back to you guys here. How about Phil in Ocean Township, New Jersey, with BT and Sal. Phil, what's happening, buddy?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good. How are you? Yeah, no problem.
Good. So you guys were talking about Peacock before, and so originally I bought Peacock February, when the Chiefs were playing the Dolphins on Saturday night.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
I was like, oh, you know, we'll probably cancel it after that. Well, turns out Yellowstone is on there, so we binge watch that.
That's a good show.
And I said, all right, let's cancel now, right? Mm. Well, now we still have it because my wife, everybody loves Raymond.
Great
and
show.
That's why we still have it.
By the way, what's your name, Patricia or Patricia Heaton?
Yes.
Down low, yeah. You know what I mean?
But I'm now hooked because King of Queens is also on there. So
great show.
Both those, and now we're going right into football season, so I can watch Eagles tonight, and it's perfect.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not paying $5 a month for King of Queens, no offense, or even Everybody Loves Raymond, or what was the other, Yellowstone. I've seen those shows before.
Did you jump full throttle into Yellowstone? Because it's a bunch of series.
Yeah.
You watched every single episode?
Yeah, is it over, or are they coming back with a new season? I forget.
Didn't they come with a prequel? Is it called 1812
or
something?
Yeah, that one I don't
watch. Is that something different?
I don't watch that, but I think there's supposed to be a new season
at
some point.
Kevin Costner's money. He's good with everything.
That's a great, speaking of,
yes.
His daughter in that movie, in that show, in Yellowstone.
I saw pictures.
Big fan. What
yes.
You haven't watched Yellowstone?
No. I've seen pictures of her, and I've seen Yellowstone.
Yes.
But not all the like pieces.
Oh,
not far
Yellowstone.
From every
it's a great show.
I know it is. I've probably, if you put me on this, hey, how many episodes have you seen? embarrassingly, probably only like 7.
You should invest.
I know I should.
It's
a good show.
I think you and Jeff, my wife and I loved it.
Right,
you and
so
Jeff
did we.
Get into that. Yeah.
We was just starting to finish. We forgot about it because I don't know if it was interrupted through COVID or whatever. We just got back into to the morning show, season 3 with Jennifer Aniston.
I kind of fell off. I loved it. My wife and I both loved the
loved
first,
it.
I think, 2 seasons.
It was the first 2. Yeah.
And now the third one's out.
Well, I think it's done, but we just jumped back in the other night.
There's another one out, and I watched the first one. My wife gave up on it, and I'm like, I haven't had shown enough interest to get.
What about Newsroom from back in the day?
Never got into
that. Was unbelievable.
I didn't like it.
What?
I don't know why I didn't like it. Maybe I should give it another try now.
Aaron Rodgers' old fling was on that show.
Olivia Munn,
the financial whiz.
Yeah,
she was on it. Hoff, did you get into that? Did you get into Newsroom? I thought that was
good. No, I never watched.
How about Yellowstone? What's Costner? You watch Yellowstone or no?
No. I watch a lot of things. Nothing close to what you guys watch.
Yeah, dude, Yellowstone is Yellowstone's a great show.
I like
show.
A lot of murdery stuff. Like I'm actually binge watching Only Murders with like Steve Martin and Martin Short and Selena Gomez.
What?
What is that?
An odd trio?
That's fantastic.
The Three Amigos?
Pretty much.
Steve Martin, Martin Short, and Selena Gomez?
Can you tell us a 20-second premise there? What is it about?
Basically, basically somebody dies in their apartment they're living in.
Oh, hysterical.
And hold on. And then they set up a podcast to find the murderer. Because they think that there's loopholes.
Interesting, interesting concept. Interesting.
I like all 3 of those. I love Selena Gomez. I like Steve Martin and Martin Short.
They're missing Chevy Chase. They do need to have the 3 Amigos.
I'm going to say something that's going to be unpopular here.
Uh-oh.
Don't say it.
Who's overrated?
No. You know, I used to love horror movies. Speaking of this, different genre. Oh, God, I loved them. I was so into them. I think.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
I probably shouldn't say it. I think that adults with children who still, Hoff, close your ears because you're one of these people, I think, that love horror, I think there's something off.
Yeah.
Once I had kids, I couldn't watch that stuff
anymore. I've never watched horror in my life. I just can't get into them.
I used to love them.
Really?
Oh, my God.
And Hoff and Gallo love them.
Yeah,
I can't watch
horror. Gallo doesn't have kids yet.
Shame on both of you, first of all. Shameless plug, too, on me. Gore Buddies, me and Gallo do a podcast on horror movies.
Yeah.
You guys are crazy. I just don't like it.
No.
I grew up watching horror movies my entire life, whether it was Frankenstein, Dracula, or Freddy versus Jason, all that. Stuff,
yeah.
Michael Myers.
So
I've always lived on.
I never watched Nightmare on Elm Street. Like, I've never seen any of those.
Oh, I've seen them all.
Jason.
If that was Friday the 13th.
I played the Nintendo game Friday the 13th, and even that for NES, it used to give me the heebie-jeebies. Like I would scare the crap out.
Well, I mean, the 80s. Like again, I was probably way too young to be watching this stuff, but like 80s horror was always about. All right, the young not young boy, but like the teenager. They
call it the final girl now. The final girl.
Because she usually
is the last one to survive.
Yeah, I got you. So before they sneak off at camp or the bunk beds or the car or wherever they go, smoke a little joint, you know, do what they're going to do, and then somebody gets an axe right in their heart. I can't watch that. But you know that that's the premise of almost every 80s horror movie.
And by the way, you know how many careers were built off of that?
Yes, I know.
Kevin Bacon, yes. Johnny Depp.
He was in Friday the 13th. Mm, yes. Wasn't he in the scene with the bunk bed, Kevin Bacon?
Yeah, and he got it right through the chest.
He did.
Or the neck.
Jennifer Aniston was in the Leprechaun movie.
Leonardo DiCaprio starred in Critters 3.
What year? Was that before Growing Pains?
I think Growing Pains was first. It was before any major movie, though, from him.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, I just can't watch it as an adult.
You guys watch horror movies, but you don't watch Yellowstone. I mean, come on.
Kevin Costner's too old.
Kelly Riley.
Yeah?
That's his daughter in the show. Big fan.
I got it.
She's an excellent actress.
Let me just Google now.
No, I'm just saying.
I want to see.
The horror movies. My God. I tell you guys are into it. I've just never been into it.
I want to see like a weird creep.
I'm not going to say everybody's deranged. I have no idea.
She's old enough, right?
Well, I think older. Yeah, I would
say. Kelly Riley?
40s, maybe. I would think.
Oh, yeah, she's definitely old enough.
You make it sound like the horror movies haven't changed.
Maybe 30s. I don't know.
What'd she do to the lip with the injections? What are we doing? Can the...
Just watch the show. I'm talking about in the show.
Oh, like, I thought you meant... Okay.
Well, I don't know her person. I'm saying she does a great job.
I don't mean her personality. I thought you meant the way she looked.
Well,
that's what I thought you meant.
I mean, I did, but I'm talking about the show. She's great in shows, what I'm talking about.
Sal, hold on. I just want to say one thing about the horror movie, too, Liz. You make it sound like horror movies haven't changed. They're the same.
And I don't watch them. I never watch them then. I don't watch them now.
There's always a killing, obviously, and a lot of nice things to look at.
Yeah.
It's never changed.
Yeah, I'd rather not. I know what you're saying. I don't need to be scared when I want to look at the nice things. I just want to look at the nice things.
Yeah, but hold on, Huff.
It's a lot of different flows of energy going on.
Can I push back a little, Huff? I mean, maybe it's because it was the 80s and the styles were so different. I mean, I'm not saying there wasn't like a token hottie, but I don't remember like all this eye candy and Friday the 13th and Freddy.
Well, they always had scenes. Dude, I'm not saying
you said that. I don't know that they were that pretty.
Some of them were, especially in recent years.
I'm saying the 80s. That's why I said.
But the 80s were the 80s.
Yeah, but people were still attractive in the 80s.
No, they weren't.
Well, for the 80s, they were.
No, that's actually a false statement there. I've never seen a worse sense of style. It all came from the 80s.
I love the 80s.
I wish I could go to the 80s forever.
Right.
Love the 80s.
Go back there. I love the reality.
I'd love to.
I could have my wife dress up like 80s tonight, as a matter of fact.
Just avoid the 70s. You know what I mean?
I know what you mean.
Do you really know what I mean? You know what I mean, don't you? I love it. I love that you know what I mean. All right, it's 120 on the Fan Cheese. BT and Sal, 888-808-1. I'm getting the finger, 1019. The pointer, not the other one from Dove. I got you, Dove. I know what I got to read, but I also, can I at least tease something here? I was setting up the theatrical tease, and Dove goes, like he points at me, like I did something
wrong.
You ran
a break, your glasses weren't on, I was worried.
Yeah, you know what, I actually forgot that I had to read if I could come correct. I'm just messing with you. Thank you, Dove. I'll do the read in a second. It's money time's what it is.
I'm ready
to make some money.
Well, it's time for some payback.
Yeah. Hoff, tag team, we're here to beat you. You embarrassed us to no end with those outfits last year.
Bring it.
You're going
down this
year.
We're coming after you, buddy. It's over for you.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.